الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد، dear brothers and sisters، حياكم الله to the translation of this khutbah. نعم، as you hear that the khutbah began with خطبة الحاجة، and then I recited the ayah where Allah Ta'ala says يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All you who believe, fear Allah the way should be, and die not except upon Islam. Ibn Abi Hatim rahimahullah ta'ala reported on his way of chain of narration on the authority of Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and the interpretation of the saying of Allah اتقوا الله حق تقاته, fear Allah as he should be feared. He, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, said when this ayah was descended, it became very hard for the Sahaba as they started standing for prayer for long times, up until their feet worn and became and type of swelling and painful. And so their foreheads, due to the long sujood that they used to do. And then Allah Ta'ala descended the other ayah, the ayah of Surah At-Taghabun, ayah 16, to make it easy for the believers to worship Allah. Allah Ta'ala said in that ayah, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And this ayah, as the ulama, the interpretation of the ayah says, fear Allah as much as you are able to. And this ayah, as the ulama say, abrogated the ayah of Surah Ali Imran, ayah 102, the one we recited earlier. And this was also reported by Abu al-Aliyah al-Riyahi, Zayd ibn Aslam, Qatada, Ibn Di'am al-Sudusi, al-Rabi' ibn Anas, al-Suddi, and Muqatil ibn Hayyan. They all said almost exactly the same as what Sa'id ibn Jubayr said. And they all are students of Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in the field of interpretation of the Quran. And the saying of Allah, wasma'u wa ati'u, and listen and obey, means, as Imam al-Sa'di said in his tafsir to this ayah, the ayah number 16 of Surah At-Taghabun, means always submit to what Allah and His Messenger commands you to, and do not try to escape from it to the right or to the left, and do not try to give unacceptable excuses so that you don't fulfill what you are commanded to do. And this ayah, as to many of the pious predecessors, the scholars of the pious predecessors, they say it means that Allah must be obeyed and never be disobeyed. Must be remembered and never be forgotten. Must be treated gratefully and never be denied. And as the human souls always look for its desires, that's why the owners of these souls are called with this call. One time described, called by the description of Iman, or by the attribute of Iman, and in other time they are called with the attribute of humanity. But in both calls, right after the call, there comes the command of taqwa, or the command with taqwa, to be upon taqwa. Taqwa, which the one who is called to perform, in most cases, found fail to obtain. In most cases, the one who is called to perform taqwa is found fail to obtain. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, clarifying this command with taqwa, that this command is related to the ability of man, of one of you. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayah number 16 of Surah At-Taghabun, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. The ulama say that this ma is called in Arabic مَصْدَرِيَّةٌ ظَرْفِيَّةٌ. مَصْدَرِيَّةٌ means, it gives the meaning of the root of the word. يعني استطاعتكم, your ability. And ظرفية means and every time as per your ability, and every and each time. So that it covers all the times and all the cases. All the times and all the cases. Meaning that the judgment of your, yani, the judgment of this case is related or referred to ability. And we are going to give examples to that. So they never leave taqwa in any time, and it was made obligatory all the times so that they do not fail by laziness and whatsoever they are told to fulfill, unless this particular person or case become unable to do what it is or what is commanded. As Allah Ta'ala said, مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And from the examples of that is the example of purity, for example. Purity is obligatory. You can't pray without purity, without wudu. Or if you are in janaba, without shower of janaba. But this related to your ability. As Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ وَلَا جُنُبًا إِلَّا عَابِرِي سَبِيلٍ حَتَّى تَغْتَسِلُوا وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًّا غَفُورًا. Are you who believe? Approach not prayers with a mind befogged until you can understand all that you say, nor in a state of ceremonial impurity, meaning janaba after discharging semen, until after washing your whole body, that is with the intention of purity, not showering just to clean or cool your body, but to clean, to remove the janaba. If you are ill or on a journey, or one of you come from offices of nature, or you have been in contact with women, meaning yani enjoying them the way that obligates taking shower, obligates ghusl janaba, and you find no water in those cases, if you find no water, then take for yourselves clean sand or earth, meaning dust, and rub therewith your faces and hands. For Allah do blot out sins and forgive again and again. So in this ayah, Allah Ta'ala clarified that it is related to the ability. As we all know, the ruling of tayammum. Tayammum means using sand instead of water, using dust instead of water, and that is not only when you don't find water, but even if you have water which is only enough for you to eat, to drink, then you don't use the water for wudu or ghusl to purify yourself and then kill yourself with thirst. But you keep this water for your need, for your drinking, and then you use yani tayammum. And also when you have water, but you are healthy-wise unable to perform wudu or ghusl. As if you have some burning parts of your body, or you have some illnesses that that gets worse with using water. Then you use tayammum, and that is the ease that Islam, that the Sharia brings whenever difficulty is found for man. And in Salah, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Salli qa'ima," pray in standing position. "Fa in lam tastati'," but if you are unable to, فقاعدا then in sitting position. فإن لم تستطع, and if you are unable to pray in sitting position, فعلى جنب, then lying down. And in regard to fasting, as Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, 184, أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر, فعدة من أيام أخر. And the other ayah 185, فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. So Allah Ta'ala said, and as if one of you is ill or in a journey of trouble, then he can break fasting and make those days up later when it is easy for him, or when he is able to. And also in regard to Hajj, as Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Hajj, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. As in the ayah of ayah number 97 of Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala said then, and it is obligatory pilgrimage there too is a duty min to Allah. Those who can afford the journey, meaning to Mecca. Those who can afford the journey, meaning to Mecca. So if you can't, then it is not obligatory upon you. This ability, the ulama explained, ability to go perform Hajj, the ulama explained, saying, ability in health wise, in health, and in wealth. If you have money more than the need of yours and your family for 1 year, then it is obligatory upon you to Hajj, to do Hajj with that extra money. But if the money you have can only do the expenses of yours and your family for 1 year only, then it is not obligatory upon you. That is one type of ability. Second type of ability, or the second, we said that the health. If you are able to go and perform Hajj, yani health wise, then you have to, beside the first condition. And the third is ability of way to reach Mecca. If it is safe for you as normal, then, and you have the health, you have the wealth, then you have to go for Hajj. It is obligatory. But when one of these three is absent, then it is not obligatory. And the woman has one extra condition. The availability or the presence of mahram. And mahram means father, grandfather, uncle, brother, husband, son, nephew, grandchildren, grandson. These are called mahram. These are the mahram of the woman. If she has money and she has health and the way is safe to reach Mecca, but she doesn't have a mahram, it is not obligatory upon her to go. It is not obligatory upon her to go for Hajj. Why? Because this is beyond her ability. This is beyond her ability. And Allah Ta'ala already told us that He's not going to question us for something that we are unable to do. And in regard to jihad, also Allah Ta'ala related that to ability. As in Surah An-Nur, Ayah 61, Allah Ta'ala said, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجٌ. نعم. Allah Ta'ala said, it is not fault in the blind, nor in open in one born lame, nor in one affected with illnesses. So the Hajj is obligatory, but not upon these qualities. Why? Because they are unable to. Because jihad needs. You have to see. You can't fight if you are blind. Jihad needs you can walk and run as if you are limp. You can't. And jihad needs you strong, so you fight. Jihad doesn't want you to come ill, and people who are going to perform jihad, instead of performing jihad and fighting against the enemies, stay and serve you and nurse you. So these are inabilities or disabilities that Allah Ta'ala exempted the ones who are suffering of these things from jihad. And also in Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy al Munkar, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also this type of worship, Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy al Munkar, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, this type of worship is also related to ability. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ. Whoever of you sees a munkar, then let him to change it with his hand. But if he is unable to change it with his hand, then let him to change it with his tongue. Advice. But if he is not able to, then let him to change it with his heart, and there is no iman below this level. And there is no iman below this level. This is the lowest level of iman. Meaning, you are unable to change by your hand, you are unable to change by your tongue, then how come you can't hate it with your heart? Nobody has the control over your heart. So, but anyway, it is related to ability. If you are able to change it with your hand, you cannot go lower to change it with your tongue. But you have to do it. You have to change it with your hand. And then this was the first khutbah. The second khutbah, I began praising Allah Ta'ala and sending peace and blessings to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Abu Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then I said, all believers, the obligations are the base, are the origin, command in this religion that you are commanded to. And what is made obligatory has to be done. And not only has to be done, and it is obligatory to do it the way it is described to you. Meaning, the Prophet ﷺ told you to pray standing. It's not only to pray, but you have to pray standing. Unless you are unable. So when Allah Ta'ala knew that mankind will not be able in some times and cases, will be found unable, then Allah Ta'ala made the obligation related to ability, connected to ability. They both go together. When ability is found, obligation must be conducted, must be performed, must be fulfilled, must be done. When ability is not found, then either not to be done, or like Hajj, or to be done on a different way. If you can't standing, then you go to a different way, which is sitting. If you can't sitting, then you go to a different way, which is laying down. And sometimes, in time, in term of times, like fasting. You can't fast during Ramadan because you are ill, you are traveling, or the woman is in menses or breastfeeding. Then, after Ramadan. Not directly after Ramadan, but when you are able to. When you are able to. As Allah Ta'ala said, raising the hand from the ummah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. As in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 286. Allah Ta'ala made no obligation on any soul but what it can do. But what it can do. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If I command you with anything, then you do it as much as you can. Not as much as you like. As much as you can. As much as you are able to. And in the other hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَمَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatsoever I forbid for you, then you have to stop it. There is no ability. And forbiddings, no ability. You don't talk about ability and forbiddings. You have to stop. Islam forbid khamr, you don't tell me ability. Islam forbid riba, you don't tell me ability. Islam forbidden fornicating, you don't tell me ability. Islam forbidden magic, you don't tell me ability. Islam forbidden stealing, you don't tell me ability. Islam forbidden lying, you don't tell me ability. Islam forbidden backbiting and slandering, you don't tell me ability. Islam forbidding oppressing, you don't tell me ability. Whatsoever been forbidden, you have to stop it immediately. Immediately. No excuse for doing it. Unless you are forced to. Unless you are forced to. What does that mean? What does that mean? Someone is going to harm you much more severe than the harm going to happen from this act you are going to do. Someone said, if you don't steal this money, I will kill you. Now, keeping a Muslim soul seeking forgiveness is more important than not to steal. Because we have two crimes now. Stealing and killing this innocent soul. Muslim soul. Worshipper soul. Which is easier? Of course, stealing. It's still crime. But this is easier. Steal and seek forgiveness better than be killed. But when you are threatened to kill someone or you be killed, no, then your soul is not more valuable than his soul. You don't kill. Two crimes, same level. Same level. Why you put your soul before the soul of others? When it was soul for stealing, we said stealing is lower. Then You do it to save yourself from being killed. But your soul and Zayd's soul, your soul is not more valuable than Zayd's soul, even if you are a scholar. You are not allowed to go and kill someone, for that you are not to be killed. That's not correct. But when Zayd comes and attacks you and tries to kill you, and you fire against him and defend yourself, and you kill him, there is no sin on you. But the sin is on him. Because that is your ability to stop. That is your ability to stop his harm against you. Now, so Islam came with a wonderful law and system for life, if we just understand it. Unfortunately, people go on two extreme ends. One, stop all the obligations with many excuses, unable, but fake. And the other, they want to implement even if it is on harm of others. Now that's all bad. That's all bad. Even Amr bil Ma'roof and Nahy al Munkar, not only related to your ability, but also the consequences of that, as the ulama said. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, if first thing was descended in Islam, don't drink khamr, don't fornicate, people would never come to Islam. Because this was their lives. Like now, if you go to America, for example, or any kind of country, people drinking and fornicating and riba, this is their normal life. That is their normal life. They don't count them as crimes. They don't count them as crimes. This is their normal life. They have fornicating, which is called social marriage. They themselves know that this is not a marriage. But this become normal in their lives. So what do you begin them with? You don't begin them with, oh, this is forbidden, this is forbidden, this is forbidden. No one will come to Islam. But first of all, you call them to La ilaha illallah. Let them accept that there is La ilaha illallah. And then, when they believe, they themselves will start stop these things. Like the Sahaba, they used to love khamr, to limit that they used to come to Salah, drunk. They used to come to Salah in the Masjid al-Nabawi, drunk. To limit that Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib one day was very drunk. Too drunk. To limit, he said to his nephew Ali ibn Abi Talib, you and your fathers are only slaves of my father. Because he was drunk. But once iman, yani, is built strongly in their hearts, and the command came, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ رِيْشُمْ الْعَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Yani, when the command came to stop drinking khamr, immediately they took all their containers of khamr and threw them in the streets to limit that the street run with floods of khamr in Medina. Why? Because now iman itself makes one to stop these things. So, yani, we don't understand these things, oh, ability, khalas, and that's it. Like, well, yesterday I was doing my dars in a masjid in Balad, and after the dars, the people came complaining against the imam. The imam is wonderful, mashallah, but yani, he has some hardness, very tough in dealing with people. Before he starts salah, he must go through all the rows, which is good, that is a sunnah. To make sure that all the rows, mashallah, yani, as per the sunnah. But it happens that he saw a man fat, and he is extending his legs, because he can't bring them narrow. So he said to him, bring your legs narrow so you make more space for others. He said, I can't. He said, why, you are pregnant? This is bad. And that's not correct, you know. And he came one day, all these complaints I hear from the people yesterday. Because they saw me defending him. I love him because really he tries to implement the sunnah, but not this way. And we have to be, realistic with people. You know, we have to be easy with people. One day he saw a man came praying behind him, old man. And when he started making the row, there was some space between this man and the next one to him. He said to this old man, you come this side. He said, no. Because this man believed that he must pray behind the imam, exactly behind. He doesn't want to go right or left a little bit. He said, no. Then he said, no, you have to. I commanded you, you have to. Come here, come there. And they started fighting. I was told yesterday that old man, after Salah, he cursed the masjid. He cursed the people who pray in that masjid. And he said he's never going to pray in this masjid. And that is, this is harshness from the imam. That is not correct. We call people to implement the sunnah, but nicely. Nicely. And one day, he saw a man which is not Arab, is from people who pants and trousers is their custom. He's Muslim from Muslim country, but as you know now, many Muslim countries, the trousers are their custom today. Like in Egypt, in Syria, in India, in Pakistan, and this is custom now. To not like in Saudi, the majority wear thobes. And when they, even those who wear pants, in Eid, and weddings, they don't come with pants. They use thobes because this is their national dress. Now he called that man from the third or fourth row, come. The man came. He doesn't know what does he want. When this man came, the people started asking the imam, what do you want from him? He said, I want to ask him why he wears like the kuffar. In front of everybody, this is not good. This is not good. One day he saw a man also like that from people who is now pants is custom in their countries, Muslim country. But as I said, he came behind him wearing pants, trousers. The imam came and grabbed him from his hand, pulling him to put him to the edge of the, to the end of the row. The man is of strong body. He's kind of labor, construction labor. He pushed the imam and they were about to be a fight in the masjid. That's not correct. We call people, we invite people to sunnah, but in an easy way, in a nice way, like Rasulullah did. Like our Rasulullah did. But this harshness, we say, if Allah Ta'ala permitted us in many cases to do as we are able to, Allah could have said, you have to do it this way and that's it. Either this way or fire. And no one will blame Allah. Because He's the Lord. But Allah with His mercy pardoned us when we are not able to. So how come today we treat people like this? That's bad, ikhwan. As I said, even Amr bin Ma'ruf Nahy al-Munkar is not only upon your ability. Don't take it like that. People like this imam understood the hadith this way. I am able to, I have to do it. La, this is not correct. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, when the Tatar came to the Muslim land, him and his students were moving, and they passed by some of the Tatar soldiers drinking khamr. And you know that drinking khamr is haram. So the students told the imam, why don't we enjoying the good and forbid the evil now? He said, no, don't do it. Why? It's not because this is permissible, la, but because we have two evils. Okay, two evil acts. This one, drinking khamr, or killing the Muslims. Now they are enjoying drinking khamr and sitting, they are not killing Muslims. Sheikh Islam told his students, see if you stop them, they will go and kill Muslims. Because that's what they are doing when they came to fight against the Muslims in Syria and in Egypt. So, we have to understand these things the way it described to us and the way the Salaf understood it. So as I said, Allah Ta'ala commanded us in Surah At-Taghabun, ayah 16, saying, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And then he said, وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. Fear Allah as much as you are able to. And then he said, وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. And listen and obey. Listen and obey to all those whom you are told to obey. Allah first, His messenger. The Ulil Amr. Ulil Amr are of two types. Rulers, Muslim rulers, and scholars. These are called Ulil Amr. Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 59, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah, obey the messenger, and أولي الأمر منكم. أولي الأمر منكم means those of authority amongst you. Who are those of authority? Rulers and scholars. If you are living in a Muslim land where the ruler is Muslim, don't tell me now, oh, he is doing this, he is doing that. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. He is Muslim. How we distinguish that he is Muslim? He is allowing people to pray. He is allowing people to practice their religion. Now, and he himself is practicing the pillars of Islam. Could be fasiq, but it is not true when the ruler does not fulfill Islam well, then we disobey him. La. But as long as he is a believer, as long as he is still Muslim, we have to obey him. We have to obey him. And the rulers today, in general, they are Muslims. Yes, they are committing mistakes and sins and using man-made law whatsoever. The ulama have their own judgment on that. They already said that we cannot name any one of them kafir until we sit to him and discuss it. And see why he is using this type of law. If he is forced, if he is afraid that the whole country go from the hand of Muslims to the hand of liberals to the hands of kuffar, then that is a different case. Yani, al-muhim, what we want to say is that we have to obey our Muslim rulers. And if we are in a Muslim country, and there is a ruler who some say he is Muslim and some say he is not Muslim, but in that country we have Muslim scholars, we have to go back to these Muslim scholars. But this is not correct to say even Muslim scholars are not to be obeyed because they are with the ruler. So then who is the leader of the ummah? Who is the leader of the ummah then? If the rulers are not to be obeyed, the scholars are not to be obeyed, who is going to be obeyed? That's not correct. So, but Allah Ta'ala related this obedience to the ability again. To the ability. But when you are unable to, you are not allowed to, fight against the rulers or speak evil against them openly, or even unopenly, when you are to the private sittings. But if this Muslim, if you are a Muslim living in a non-Muslim land where a clear kafir is ruling, like a Muslim living in America, a Muslim living in UK, a Muslim living in Germany, a Muslim living in France, now this ruler, no doubt that he's a kafir. No doubt. And if the ruler of Bangladesh, if the ruler of Saudi, if the ruler of Yemen, if the ruler of... People have different sayings. But no one has a different saying in regard to a ruler in UK or a ruler in France. Or no one can say that, oh, he's a Muslim. Because everyone knows that he declares that he's Christian or he's liberal or he's communist or whatsoever. In that case, if you are living in that land which is ruled by clear non-Muslim ruler, what do? We don't say obey him, but follow the law that the people follow, which does not contradict with the Sharia, of course. And when it is contradicting with the Sharia, you have to have the fiqh example. Because I'm going out of text because in English it's different from Arabic. And people try to catch onesies and twosies to criticize and to go with it. And when we say that you go by the law used in that land, which does not contradict the Sharia, it does not mean that when you find something contradicting the Sharia, you overrule it by a disobedient again. Example, 2 days ago I received a call from a European country, a Muslim sister living there, saying that, asking if it is okay to... She said that the government there take taxes from people. And these taxes, she finds that there is no right to take them. I say, Islamically, yes. She said, is it allowed for me? And she said that there is something, type of assignment from the government, a work assessment that they give without investigating. The person applies to a certain department saying that I want to do this job, this work. They give him application, he fills it and submit it. They don't check after him. Halas, trust. And he can do it and he also can ignore it. But in both cases, he will receive the reward of it, the money. She is saying that, is it permissible to do that if I am intending not to do it and I will not do it? I will not do this work. Only to collect the money which I think that it is the taxes taken from me. I said, no. This is not permissible. Taxes is haram. Cheating and deception is haram too. Lying is haram. You are lying, you are cheating now. So you cannot do this because, which is haram, because what is done against you is haram too. La, that's not correct. And we, the Muslims, are not told to treat the people the way they treat us. No. But we are told to treat the people the way we want them to treat us. The way we want them to treat us. And We treat people based on our guidance in our religion, the guidance in our religion. Not based on facts. That sister, again, because why I need sometimes to go longer and come out of text, because I found with many people today, and especially in the West, they just take like this one part of the issue or the fatwa and run with it. That's wrong. That's wrong. She said, you know, what is the excuse that she had? She said, isn't allowed to lie in three places, one of them with the kuffar. I said, no. Who told you that is wrong? It is not to lie to the kuffar. It is to lie in the war. When a Muslim is arrested by the kuffar and he is asked where the Muslims are, what types of weapon they have, how much food they have, then he lies. Only in that case, so to protect the Muslims. Not to lie just, oh, he's kafir, lie, la, la, la. And I told her, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not leave Makkah by his own willing. We all know that. People of Makkah harmed him to limit that he escaped. He escaped from Makkah. He did not go, he did not travel, he did not greet everyone when he was leaving. He escaped. Why? Because they did not want him to leave Makkah, not because they love him, but because they want to harm him. In that time when he left Makkah, when he escaped from Makkah, he already had belongings or money belong to people of Makkah who are kuffar and causing him harm as savings. What did he do? Did he take that money with him to Medina and say, let them go to hell? They have taken our houses, our land, we take this money. He did not say that. Because these are savings. Here trust comes. He put Ali in his place and he gave him this money and he told him each man's belonging. Now this sister is wanting to what? She wants to lie and take this money from the government because the government has taken it from different ways. Say, no, no, no. If you can't escape from paying the taxes,